Have you ever wondered why some people consistently make better decisions than others? The secret isn't raw intelligence or luck. It's the mental models they use to understand reality. Mental models from physics, chemistry, and biology offer powerful frameworks for clearer thinking in our increasingly complex world. These thinking tools have transformed industries from tech giants like Amazon to military strategy, medicine, and beyond. They're the difference between seeing fragments of reality and understanding how the whole system works. By expanding your mental toolkit, you gain the ability to see connections and patterns that others miss, making better decisions in both professional and personal contexts. Our perceptions are limited by our perspective, what physicists call relativity. Two people can experience the same room at different temperatures or interpret identical political events oppositely. This isn't claiming all viewpoints are equally valid, but acknowledging that our experiences shape what we notice and value. When someone's actions seem irrational, ask, what would need to be true for their behavior to make perfect sense? This intellectual humility opens doors to better understanding. Reciprocity, the principle that when you act on things, they act back with equal force, explains why sustainable relationships require win-win scenarios. Using excessive force against others inevitably harms yourself. Game theorists recommend tit-for-tat with forgiveness. Start cooperatively, mirror the other's previous move, occasionally forgiving defection. As Peter Kaufman advises, go positive and go first. This approach treats life as an iterative game where relationships matter more than individual victories. Thermodynamics reveals that systems naturally move toward equilibrium, with ideas and practices spreading despite barriers. The Berlin Wall exemplifies this. Despite blocking escape routes and communication, it couldn't permanently stop the movement of people or ideas before falling in 1989. We continuously battle entropy's pull toward disorder. From housekeeping to building social structures, we expend energy maintaining order. Living organisms consume energy to preserve their structure while increasing entropy elsewhere. Even storytelling transforms random experiences into coherent narratives. Change encounters resistance through inertia. The longer we've maintained habits or beliefs, the more they become our identity and require greater force to alter. This explains why revolutionary inventions like telephones and computers were initially dismissed as contradictions to established worldviews. Friction and viscosity impede movement of both physical objects and information. During the Chernobyl disaster, Soviet Russia created a high viscosity environment where misinformation flowed easily while truth faced extreme resistance. Conversely, Toyota's production system shows how reducing friction at the worker level enables proactive problem solving. Velocity combines speed with direction, unlike speed alone. Napoleon transformed military strategy through purposeful speed toward objectives, though his Russian campaign revealed the dangers of prioritizing direction regardless of consequences. Better velocity means balancing speed with direction. Moving slowly in the right direction trumps moving quickly in the wrong one. Mae West exemplified this by prioritizing writing over socializing, becoming the world's highest-earning woman by 1935. Leverage produces results far exceeding the effort applied. Eleanor of Aquitaine exemplified leverage-based influence. Inheriting wealthy Aquitaine, she used this territory as leverage to influence kings, marrying two and mothering three more. Her power came from understanding her territory's value and deploying leverage strategically. Yet, leverage requires judicious application. When systematically entrenched, it becomes tyranny, as seen in 20th century coal company towns where operators controlled miners' housing, payment, political representation, and information. Using leverage wisely demands understanding systems and considering second and third order effects. Like a crowbar that can help or harm, leverage requires skill, judgment, and respect for its power. Chemistry offers models for understanding change in complex systems. Activation energy represents the initial effort needed to overcome inertia, but lasting change requires sufficient energy to sustain transformation through completion. Thomas Sankara's revolution in Burkina Faso demonstrates this principle. Despite impressive reforms in agriculture, women's rights, and health, his uncompromising stance undermined long-term success. Without giving people time to embrace his vision or finding common ground with skeptics, his reforms couldn't survive his assassination. Catalysts accelerate change by creating alternative pathways that make processes faster and more economical. The printing press exemplifies this by lowering the activation energy for knowledge acquisition. Before its invention, books were rare, expensive, and error-prone. The printing press created a repeatable process for knowledge reproduction, effectively democratizing information access. Catalysts sometimes appear unexpectedly. The Black Death, despite its devastation, transformed society by restructuring labor economics. As workers became scarce, wages rose while rents fell, creating greater equality and social mobility. This shift sparked labor-saving innovations, weakened the church's influence, and reshaped Europe's social landscape, demonstrating how even catastrophic events can catalyze positive change. Biology provides rich mental models for understanding human systems. Natural selection shapes languages as it does species, favoring adaptable ones. French survived by simplifying and standardizing, while Latin died as a native language due to complexity and lack of central standards. The Red Queen effect shows how species must continually adapt just to maintain position. In business, competitors constantly work to get ahead, necessitating ongoing innovation. Effective adaptation means solving the right problems while remaining viable throughout the process. Ecosystems demonstrate how everything exists in a delicate, interconnected balance. Bill Walsh exemplified this by transforming the San Francisco 49ers from the worst NFL team into a dynasty through his standard of performance, a culture where all components worked interdependently, from janitors on up. His ecosystem approach yielded 3 Super Bowls in 10 years. Surprisingly, cooperation, not competition, drives humanity's success. Though seemingly contrary to natural selection, cooperation thrives when organisms benefit more together than alone. From hunter-gatherer tribes sharing resources to modern global supply chains, our species has prospered through collaboration. Mental models from physics, chemistry, and biology serve as practical tools for navigating complexity, revealing hidden patterns in relationships and economies, allowing us to work with nature's principles rather than against them. The railroad and telegraph demonstrate symbiosis. Telegraph companies enabled train scheduling that made railroads profitable, while rail lines provided infrastructure for telegraph systems. This partnership intensified the flow of goods and information, creating benefits neither could achieve alone. Human civilization thrives on our ability to cooperate flexibly at scale, sharing knowledge and building institutions that incentivize collaboration. This requires protection from selfishness through norms rewarding cooperation. Robin Dunbar's research shows our cognitive limit for stable social relationships is about 150 people, beyond which we experience information overload. Modern institutions have developed methods to transcend these biological constraints, enabling cooperation among millions. By understanding and harnessing fundamental forces, our tendency to minimize energy, our need for cooperation, and the inevitable flow toward equilibrium, we can design better systems and create more sustainable solutions. When we understand the principles shaping reality, we gain the ability to transform it. These forces already affect your life. The question is whether you'll recognize them, adapt to them, and use them to create the future you want.